Hell yeah, dude.
Are we on?
We're live now.
Wow.
We're live, dude. So anything you have to say, any complaints you have against comics, against maybe a roast battle comedy show, against comics that message you about the Miami Heat, now officially, it's on record. Only here, only live on Super Sally Joe's. Folks, welcome back to Super Sally Joe's. I'm Joe Gorman. Joining me, as always, my boss, the CEO of Super Sally Joe's podcast, Alexander Tomaselli. And joining us, very controversial comedian. he's burning bridges right out of the gate, man. Finn loves him. Look at this.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Carr, everyone.
See, they know when you're honest. Yeah. The animals, they know.
He's attracted to your honesty and nobility.
That's right. It's dogs and sluts.
He usually like attacks other people, but not you, buddy.
Yeah,
I feel like that's not true at all. I feel like he's a friendly ass dog.
Yeah, he's a very friendly dog. Everyone loves Finn. He really is like the third mic on this pod.
Nice
in a lot of ways. Yeah,
what a good dog. I feel like he's a big distraction for the viewers.
You know what? But whatever, dude.
Because
he's not going anywhere. You know,
no,
but
I don't
for
want
sure.
him to.
I think it's like an endearing thing. Yeah. You know, some podcasts like, oh, we have a fancy studio. We have a producer. We have a PA. It's like, well, we got the best dog in the world, dude.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Some dogs make appearances, but like Finn regularly shows up. He's in a great mood today, too.
Yeah,
he's in a great, great mood today.
That's fantastic. What a great dog.
Yeah, we went on a long walk.
Harry.
Oh, yeah?
Finn's got a great life, man. We went on a long walk. He got some treats. He got some snacks. We took an afternoon nap. We live it up, buddy.
Wow.
This, honestly, like, having a dog as an adult, that's all I've ever wanted. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, I bet I'd be happy if I had a dog. Mm-hmm. Now I have a dog, I'm happy.
100% right.
It's like, I remember I was like, my friend had a PlayStation and a dog, and I was like, if I could have a PlayStation and a dog, I'd never want.
I got a PlayStation right there.
I got a PlayStation, I got a dog, I have no want.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all it is. Man, you just got to fulfill your childhood dream, folks. That's the thing. Too many people get sidetracked.
That's true.
How many people are like, man, I can't wait to be a paralegal when I'm an adult. It's like, you want to be an astronaut.
Nobody.
Yeah. You want to be an adventurer.
It's true. I don't respect anybody that doesn't follow their dreams.
Yeah. I wanted to be a garbage man when I was a little kid. I should have followed that dream. Maybe it's not too late.
Yeah.
What did you want to be? You wanted to be a pasta maker.
Yeah. Pasta's not thin enough. It needs to be thinner.
When your mom would take you to the fucking pizzeria, the fucking guy tossing the dough up, you're like, that guy, mommy, I want to be that guy. She's like, I don't know, Alexander. It takes a lot of work to be the pizza tosser. You got to know your mathematics.
I want a big hard belly.
I want a mustache and I want to harass underage girls at the job.
Mama, I want to make it a pizza. Make my white t-shirt smaller, smaller.
I also want to specify, I only said that because that's what my boss did at my pizzeria, not because I want to harass underage girls.
Well, all
it's a trait of a pizzeria guy, not my personality.
But yeah.
All pizzerias are notorious for like underage sex. That's what Pizzagate was all about.
Yeah.
Dude,
if you hang out at a local pizzeria, there's a chance there's like a hot 16-year-old working the cash register.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like my place, he only hired like attractive women.
Ooh. Yeah. That's an Italian thing.
Yeah.
It is an Italian. Beautiful culture.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm going to get yelled at, I'm going to get yelled at by a hot bitch. Yeah. I think that's the logic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. Italian business owners, they just love hiring hot women who can't do the job.
Oh, they're terrible workers.
Oh, hey, how about you zero out that register? Sophia. Sophia, why don't you fill up the mop bucket?
Like, get out of here.
Yeah. But no, I think I wanted to direct a film.
You want to direct a porno?
Like, I played the game House of the Dead and was like, this would be a good movie. Why hasn't anyone made it?
Yeah, and then the greatest director of all time eventually made
it.
It
was so bad. I still think if I get my hands on it, it'll be great.
So there is a movie of House of the Dead.
Yes. It's terrible.
Who did it?
Yui Boll.
Who?
This Australian director who was like notorious for making films intentionally bad just so he could like collect off of like the bomb.
Yeah.
And it's like a real life version of The Producers where he makes like intentionally bad movies as a tax write-off.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, and then he boxes his critics.
Yeah, he did like Blood Rain.
Yeah.
He did House of the Dead. What else? He did a couple other video game movies.
All of them are really bad. Yeah. Far Cry?
That's it. He did the Far Cry movie. Oh, he did the Postal movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that any of these had movies.
Oh, they're terrible, dude.
They're almost like direct to DVD or streaming.
Gotcha.
You know?
I feel like Far Cry is a big enough series you could make a good movie out of.
Kick-ass.
Because the Uncharted movie was kind of cool.
Yeah, the fights in it were cool. The movie itself is terrible, but the fights
But what do you want?
It just made you
want
to play the video game, though.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, oh, well, I can just play the... I can have an even better experience just playing the video game at any time.
Yeah. I think also Tom Holland being... The guy fucked it up when Mark Wahlberg was right next to him, and everyone's like, that's our guy. That's the guy.
Why don't we use that guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah. I was just checking the... You know me, dude. I do a little bit of the production on the side for my boss, Alexander Tomaselli. And if the sound checks off a little bit, he's going to beat me.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm basically like the young Jamie of this Joe Rogan experience.
Mm, yeah, I heard he used to rape young Jamie.
Yeah, he did. He 100% did.
He used to.
And he
doesn't anymore.
That's why Jamie's so fast with getting those websites up.
Yeah, it's like for every minute he had to wait for him to pull it up, that was like an hour-long rape.
Right.
So like that's why he's so quick. Man,
it's
fucking
insane.
Because
you can see in the original episodes, Rogan would like look over at him.
And he would have like the fear. Jamie would have the fear in his eyes.
He'd start trembling. You'd see the mouse just shaking.
You scared about that? Are you scared that we took a shot at Joe Rogan?
Oh, no.
You'd love to be one of fucking Rogan's little cronies. Playing pool and fucking smoking a cigar with Rogan and fucking posting on your Instagram.
Cold dumps or whatever he does.
And he's like, taking a cold plunge.
Cold dump. You gotta eat a bunch of meat and then you swallow ice cubes. Cold dump.
A cold dump, all meat. We go hunt deer with no guns. That's all right.
Man, you'd love to be a little Rogan crony, dude.
I'm too like frail. I think I can't.
Yeah,
he's got Hinchcliffe.
That is true. Well, I think Hinchcliffe's just on his own now, doing his own.
No,
thing.
He's not. He's not. He's still. No,
he's part of that crew. There's just none of them like him that much. So.
No, they still love him, dude. They all have their little echo chamber of like, I'm the greatest fucking comic / philosopher / athlete, dude.
Yeah,
it's all gay. They're all running off to fucking Austin, Texas, the gayest fucking city in America, dude. Where everyone's a fucking little phony, dude. This is New York. This is the greatest fucking comedy scene in the world, dude. People come here. People commit suicide in New York City.
I saw one the other day. I saw a suicide.
A suicide, man. Hey, I was walking down the other day. I saw a suicide. I said, hey, fella, me next. Only in New York, baby. You're going to see that shit in Texas? No, they have rodeos and barbecue out there.
No.
Get out of here, dude.
It's too fun of a place.
Yeah.
It doesn't have misery. Austin. You see all of our friends that are there. They're having a great time.
I don't have any friends. You leave New York, you're no friend of mine. I'll tell you that.
For any reason, even if you come back.
Let me tell you my fucking motto, I heart NY.
That's right. If you ever leave, even for a vacation.
Not even, dude. Why do you need a vacation? Everything you have is right here. You want to take a vacation? Go take the train. Hang out in Central Park for an afternoon.
I see you in Mexico. You fucking stay there.
Yeah. Don't ever.
Mexicans come here to stay here.
Yeah.
If you leave New York, you better. You're coming back in a body bag. I give you permission to be buried in New York.
Like Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, that's fucking tight, dude. Man, you know what? And it's also cool that New York comedy has such a cool proponent, i.e. Joe Gorman.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, imagine, like, if I was, like, some little fucking, like, loser, like, oh, New York rocks. And they're like, man, fuck New York. But, like, this fucking cool guy with a cool dog endorsing a city, stamp of approval, dude.
I know.
I'm, like, the least problematic fucking powerful guy in New York City.
It's true.
Now that Mayor Adams was assassinated, you see that?
No.
Well, I'm fucking posting this on Friday, so
okay.
Well, stay tuned.
He's assassinated during the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah, he's going to get assassinated during... Let me just say...
The Goku float fell on him.
Goku float.
Oh, shit. This is fucking premiering on Brack Friday.
Yeah.
Brack Friday?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
TV on Brack Friday? Good TV, Brack Friday?
Nah, I'm excited.
And what are you going to do on Black Friday?
I'm going to sit home while everyone else is shopping for their families.
Yeah, I do Cyber Monday now.
Cyber Monday's not bad.
Yeah, Cyber Monday, it's like the way to go. I miss killing people. I did trample a person Black Friday 2017.
Hell, did you see the movie Thanksgiving?
I did. Yeah.
They have a great Black Friday scene.
The girl's scalp gets ripped off by the shopping cart.
A guy get like impaled in the front door just going in.
That girl's hair gets stuck in a shopping cart.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was fucked up when that. I was like, no.
It's funny because it's always like Black Fridays at places like I wouldn't go to anyway. So it's like, you know, it's poor people getting hurt in these.
I actually saw Thanksgiving. I think it was last year in theaters.
Yeah, it was in theaters last
year. With my family.
I saw it with my family, too. My family-in-law.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember us talking about this. Yeah. Oddly, but I saw it with my cousins and a lady friend. And during the movie, my lady friend got up and fell down the stairs of the movie theater. and yo, everyone, all my cousins laughed, dude.
How could they not?
All girls, too. It was brutal.
Oh, they didn't like her to begin with.
Yeah.
She had short hair.
She can't fuck my cousin. Only I can fuck my cousin. Nice, dude. That's cool, man. Keep it in the family.
Good for you.
Damn, dude. Sally's a goof like that. Well, what can you do? You got...
Yeah,
you got girls in the family. You have an erection. You don't know what's going on with your body.
Yeah.
What, dude?
Yeah, you only see your cousins a couple times a year.
Yeah, and as long as you don't make it weird.
It's not that awkward to fuck.
They're the ones I see all the time, and I'm not attracted to them.
Oh, please. Spoken like a true guy who's super attracted to them.
That's pretty cool. You fuck them and you're not even attracted to them?
Yeah. It's all business. It's just his animal instincts take over.
Wow. It's just that's what a good member of the family does. Yeah.
He's like, don't look at me. Yeah. Yeah. Don't look at me. I'm pretending you're someone else.
Right. It's like giving you a job when I know you don't deserve it.
Hello. Oh. Yeah. There he goes. He missed you.
He's my boy, dude. He smells all the other dogs.
Yeah, you walking the dogs today?
I did. Upper West Side.
Ah. Nick, that could be your job.
Maybe I gotta do that. I do like the dogs.
Nice. Yeah. Sully, get Nick a job. We were talking about how he's looking for work. Folks, if you have a job available, hit up my boy Nick. Nick, give him your fucking email address.
No. I don't want both of them to email me.
They're like, I'm going to kill you. I got a job. My victim.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let anything happen to you, Nick.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna let anything happen.
My first line of defense.
Yeah, dude. First and last, baby.
What else do you need? You're like the perfect O-line.
I'm a lethal weapon, baby. that would be fucking crazy. I am like the guy that could like down low kick somebody's ass because I'm all like fucking zen about it. But then like somebody attacks Alexander, draws. I see my best friend draw blood. Dude, I'm seeing red, you know?
I can see it.
Yeah, then it takes over, the rage.
The rage.
I call it, yeah.
But I feel like you lose yourself and you start enjoying the violence.
I do. I live for it. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's the
it's
problem.
It's like, oh, you wanted him to get hurt so you could justify
Bones are getting broken.
Yeah. It's pretty powerful, man.
Joe's the guy who beats the guy, and then you think it's over, and he takes the thumbs to the eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like, Jesus,
you take it a step too far.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Exactly. You get it. It's like, you think it's over, and then Joe's like, yeah!
Right.
Oh, fuck me.
Sally, like,
Joe, you won the fight. Stop making him bite curbs.
Yeah, exactly. I got a fucking gun. I draw it on him, and Sally stands in my way, and he's like, don't, Joe, it's over. Just let it go. But then I curve the bullet, like in the masterpiece Wanted. Right, where the fucking that's a fucking good ass scene, right? Where you fucking curve,
really
I fucking curve the bullet, dude. It fucking whizzes by Sully's head. He's like, "Mamma mia,
mamma mia!"
It's all happening in slow motion.
That movie should have sucked, and it's so much fun.
Did you ever read the comic?
Yeah, way worse than
the fucking comic's insane.
I played the video game, and that was a lot of fun.
Damn, that was fucking.
Yeah, it had that little. The curve was like an arc.
Yeah, so you could aim the curve.
Made no sense.
And then if
so
you beat
good.
The game once, you could do it with machine guns.
Yeah. Ah.
So now you're just spraying curved bullets.
I love that. That's so fucking tight.
It was fun. Like a lot of bullet time and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit was... And you could... that game rolled. It's bringing me back.
They got to fucking release those games. They got to re-release all those old-ass games.
The train scene in that movie, I always was like, that's a lot of... You know how the motto of that movie, they're like, kill one, save a thousand.
Yeah.
When they like derail the train, I'm like, you killed a thousand.
Is that your jacket?
Yeah. Why is he fucking with it? Oh, that's the end of that. Does he like pee on things?
No, no. He's probably just like looking in it. Do you have food in it or something?
Yeah, I always keep sausage in my pocket.
That, there it is, dude. Finny, get away from there.
Ah, he's all right.
You little goof.
But yeah.
Leave it be.
They killed a lot of people in that train scene.
Nice. I love that stuff.
Oh, it's great. It's like, still good.
We're saving lives.
Yeah.
And then the newer Batman, he kills people throughout the entire movie.
He does.
Yeah.
Not the Pattinson one, the Ben Affleck.
Yeah, the
Batman.
Affleck one. Affleck, that one.
Affleck is killing everybody.
Affleck doesn't give a fuck.
No.
He doesn't give a
fuck
about the source
material.
He's got straight
up guns on the car.
Yeah.
everything that Batman's against, guns, murder.
And I like it better.
Me too. Well,
what?
Batman
Returns.
Yeah,
I don't like this moral Batman.
Yeah.
Those are the worst Batmans. The only true Batman is Robert Pattinson's Batman, who hasn't killed anyone and is an incel, which is cool.
Batman Returns, though, the one with, what's his name? The
Keaton.
OG?
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. He kills, like, a few guys in that. He, like, sets one on fire with the Batmobile in the beginning.
Yeah.
With the jets.
Yeah.
And then one dude, he pulls the pin on his grenade and, like, kicks him in a hole.
That's in the first one, yeah, the Joker.
Yeah.
He also let the Joker die.
Yep.
And,
well,
he always
lets people. That's like such a fun gray area for that. I mean, he's like, I'm not going to save you from this volcano.
Right.
Well, guess what's going to happen?
I didn't kill you.
Yeah. And then most of the time, too, you'd think he would learn. They come back stronger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever didn't melt is now a cyborg or some shit. You know what I mean?
So you think the only way is to kill him?
Yes, Punisher.
Batman should be killing people.
But like in that, I like because they address that in the new Beware the Batman animated show on Amazon.
It's pretty cool because the Penguin.
Yeah, but who gives a fuck about that? They're clearly going to kill that bitch off and have her son take over the mantle of proper Penguin. Like they're setting it up. So fucking calm your fucking asses down.
I didn't even see it. Is it good though?
Joey G's calling. I like it.
Okay.
But there's one thing where they're like, what are you doing? You're not even killing these people. They're just going to be out. They're just going to be back out on the streets. What difference are you making? He's like, because now when they're on the streets, they know I'm out there.
Damn, dude.
And it's like, fuck, that's what it's all about.
Hell yeah.
So it's fucking chill. Yes. This podcast, pro Batman, pro non-killing Batman.
Oh, I like Punisher.
Yeah, but that's the Punisher. That's not Batman.
Punisher is killing Batman, right?
I don't know, dude.
No, he wouldn't kill Batman unless Batman...
No, he's Batman, but he kills.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. Because Batman's also a detective.
Yeah.
He's
Punisher
a philanthropist.
Is really just like,
Punisher is just like focused rage.
Yeah.
He
Punisher is just avenged sevenfold. It's just an angry jacked guy with skulls on his shirt.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're like, oh, this guy's kind of lame, actually, when you think about it.
After the age of 14.
Yeah, like he kind of sucks. I don't want to talk to him.
Thank God Punisher never had a cool costume or I probably would have liked him.
Is there anything gayer than putting a Punisher skull on the back of your Jeep?
That is gay.
Yeah, that's fucking way, or a cop. That like any, and you know what? Because the cops love fucking... Punisher fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Fucking blue, fucking thin blue line, fucking homos like the fucking Punisher, dude. We like fucking Spider-Man, a cop killer. Spider-Man has killed police officers.
Has he?
He said for Trayvon, and then he fucking like
webbed
a fucking face of a cop, dude. It was fucking awesome.
Now you can't breathe.
He visited Derek Chauvin in his cell. It was tight.
Yeah.
That's why he was like wearing the black costume in commemoration.
That's for sure.
Your pants are short.
Black
pants
are spiders. Short.
What happened, dude? Are you going through a growth spurt?
I'm growing again.
Are you having a growth spurt?
I wish
some people never stop.
Yeah. You know what? At 40, I'm still hoping I get a growth spurt. I'm like, I just need one growth spurt, baby. I'm past due.
I think you just got to lay down for a while. Gravity will push you down.
I would love. I want to get like an inversion table.
Ooh, yeah, hang upside down like a bat. There you go.
You'll pull
yourself.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That would be tight. Wouldn't that be tight if I just have like a long-ass torso? Like my arms are like the same, but like they just
it'll
come
just
down
be
to
your
like,
neck.
Yeah, they come down to like my belly button, my fucking arms.
You gotta hang from the arch here,
yeah,
and then your hair just barely touches the floor.
Oh yeah, or like I tie my hair to Finny, and I'm like, run, dog, run, and he pulls me.
Yeah, he just stretches you.
I keep thinking like you know that torture chamber where like your arms are tight and like they fucking like just pull and they stretch you.
Yeah, it sounds like it feels great.
I know, dude. That's got to feel good for a while.
The first few creaks, you're like,
Until you feel a snap, it probably feels awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm good.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be tight. It's like, come on, dude. Let me. I'm out.
You think
there.
Anybody ever tricked the torturers? Like, hey, just stop right there. Ow, that feels so bad. Just,
okay, this is good.
Just leave
Thank
it.
You.
Leave it. Okay. I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. Like, all right. Go on. Get out of here now.
Hey, right.
Oh, all right, then.
Come on, get out of here. He learned his lesson.
All right, next up.
Damn.
And Monty Python's back in podcast form with the three of us.
I would love to write Monty
Python
movies.
Should we start a sketch group?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Nice. What should we call ourselves? No Blacks?
No Blacks.
All right. Hey, guys. We're No Blacks.
Backstreet's Black.
I need a location, an ethnicity.
That's an improv group, but yeah.
It's the same thing. It's all the same, dude.
What is improv but
sketch comedy that they didn't tell you they rehearsed ahead of time?
Yeah, you're like, I need a location, a verb, an adjective, and a noun, and just remember, no blacks. Get started.
So what race are we? Black. Where are we? The wrong place. And when is it? The wrong time.
Anytime before 1980. Even then.
Even then, it's a little bit of a risk.
Yeah,
even
dude.
Now.
Yeah.
Even now, dude.
You'd still have to worry about, like, horror movie villains killing you first.
They're still super racist.
Horror movie villains?
Yeah, it's funny how they even know. They're like, we got to kill the blacks first, and then we'll kill the wheelchair guy second.
I guess it still happens, right? They still make sure.
Here and there, yeah.
Every once in a while.
Terrifier, too. I don't think the black guy was the first one.
No.
And it was more of a random thing. It wasn't because
Did
he
you see
black.
Terrifier 3?
Not yet.
It has Sally's crush, Sienna Huber Ross, in it.
It's not a crush.
Sally has a crush on her.
All right. I know people that were in the movie.
He told me not to tell anyone.
She's not my crush.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's okay.
She's going to listen to this.
Yeah, she's going to find out. Dude.
This is her favorite podcast, dude.
Maybe.
They might clip it and fucking tweet her.
Dude, you that'd be know. Funny.
You're going to make her famous for
being
a stalker.
That's what he promised.
I get sued.
That's what he promises all the girls in comedy. I'm going to make you famous.
Mm.
Classic Sally, dude.
Then they go missing. See? You're famous.
He's a dreamer.
They will be famous when I'm done.
I show them all the missing posters when they're locked in my basement.
Once I form a pentagram on the map of Brooklyn, where all the parts are
left. It's already shaped like a pentagram.
Ooh.
Yeah, go through all the important spots in Brooklyn and shaped like a pentagram.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's not true.
The gay club Sully hangs out at. The gay bookstore Sully hangs out at. The gay bathhouse Sully hangs
the
out at.
The pizza place, gay.
The gay pizza place Sully hangs out at.
The gay cookie pastry place I hang out at.
Damn, dude.
I did go to a gay pastry place today.
Oh, Sully, he can't help himself.
What do you get at a gay pastry place?
I got
usually he goes in to get a cream-filled donut, but this time, let's just say he got his cream-filled.
Wow. Oops, all cream.
My donut filled with cream. All right. Anyway.
He got his donut glazed.
I got a cinnamon, a sticky bun and a Hammantash, which both sound like.
A who?
A Hammantash.
Who's that?
These both, now that I say them out loud, sound like just gay sex aftermaths or something. Like
and then he gave me a Hammantash.
Yeah. Hammantash, I barely know him, Tash.
Nobody knows what Hammantash is, and they're everywhere, and they say it.
What is it?
It's that. It's those triangles that have, like, raspberry filling bursting out of the top.
Oh, a tart.
Oh.
Yes, a Linzer tart, which is also another form of it.
Why
which
did
is,
you just call it a tart?
Because a Linzer tart is two sugar cookies with also the raspberry bursting out of the top. Well, not really. It's usually a circle that it's coming out of. And then it's got it like a sandwiched in. The jam is sandwiched in between.
Duh.
And it's usually got powdered sugar. That's a Linzer tart.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. Nick, I was telling you
this. But it's
the
same
early.
Thing. It's the same type of treat. They're just a different presentation. Anyone listening who's of any culture knows.
No one is, dude.
Yeah, maybe you should get into pastry.
He does.
I've thought about, no.
Being a pastry chef?
Dude, I should go, should I go to places and review their Linzer tarts?
You should get into culinary
explain
school.
Explain to people what they are.
Yeah.
Like some people
make
think
it a page
are,
called Linzer Retard.
Linzer Retard.
Should we start a Patreon?
Yes, dude, it's happening.
Should we start a Patreon? And if we get $500 donation, you enroll in culinary school?
Sure. I can make my own Linzer tarts.
Would you do that?
Dude, I totally would.
You have to enroll in
it's
culinary
a bakery
school.
Certificate, too. It's different.
All right. So how do you get a bakery certificate?
But you need a certificate to be a baker?
Yeah. A certified baker.
I think it's like a
certified baker. Yeah. Everything is a fucking license these days.
I know.
Days.
And it's hours of... It is school, but I think it's like...
So what if you come from a long line of Linzer retarts? And...
That's the name of the episode. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, write it down. I'll wait.
I will. I do it every episode. Yeah. I have to. I will forget.
That's his job.
That's my job, dude.
He's the historian.
What if you come from a long line of Linzer retarts and you're just really good at making the shit?
Yeah.
Do you really still have to get a license?
Yes.
Stupid.
In the eyes of, well, you could be like, unlicensed.
Yeah.
These are illegal tarts.
He doesn't know either. We don't. Maybe. I don't know. I bet if you work for your family, they just give it to you.
They have an if you're born, yeah. If your father or mother, no, if your mother has a certified baker. Okay,
then you're a baker.
Then you're a baker. So if your mother and your father are a baker, you're a baker. If your mother and is a baker and your father's a civilian, you're a baker. If your father's a baker and your mother's a civilian,
you're not a baker.
You're not a baker.
It's like, okay.
You just did the Jews.
It's like
thing
being a Cohen.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what do you think? Who do you think invented baking? The Jews. That's why them going in the oven during the Holocaust was so ironic. They're like, there you go, baker. End of the line. Why did the Germans sound so vaguely Russian? Yeah, dude. Is that wild? Ashes to
they're
ashes.
Just sitting in those ovens, going, not for nothing. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. He got us. He goes, all right.
See, they get it.
Good one, Hitler.
Boy, all right. Well, you know, we love irony. You like that?
I did.
Pretty good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's a fun little story. No one got hurt in that joke. And I think that's the best part of it.
I mean, not now. You're right.
Well, yeah. Well, honestly, not ever.
Not sure. Because I mean, and if it is, it's highly.
This is. You are a Holocaust denier.
What? Damn it! I ruined my own thing. It's highly what's the word?
Uncalculable.
Underestimated. It's highly underestimated.
Well, apparently the estimates. There is an estimate.
Struggling to give like a little fucking book report, dude.
I was just like, I wanted it in the file.
He'll always stop the pod and be like, what's that word? I'm like, I don't know what you're even trying to say.
Yeah, I'm not in your head, Tom. Yeah, dude, I can't help you.
He's like, you know when you go to that place?
Underreported.
When you...
That was it. Underreported.
Underreported.
The numbers. Now that I've drawn that out.
Perfect. Oh, man, we have fun.
I know how to nail a bit, dude.
I saw someone ask an AI how many Jews there were before World War II, and they said like 9.6 million or something like that. And then the person asked, and how many after? They said 11 million.
Whoa.
Like,
something
wait,
about World War II got him fucking horny, dude.
Yeah. How were there more? I thought there were less.
Yeah.
People
converted in protest. Like, fuck you, Hitler. I'm a Jew. Fucking white guys just like fucking circumcising themselves in America and solidarity.
White guys for Judaism.
That's probably the least appealing aspect of Judaism is the circumcision.
That's in well, it happens to us too.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no, I'm circumcised.
Yeah, me too, but I got it done at a hospital. It wasn't like a ceremony.
No, me too.
No, yeah, I mean, I got mine done as an Aztec ceremony.
Yeah, but it is like practice of most Christian, right?
Only in America, dude. It's only in America.
It's American, mainly.
It's only in America.
Well,
you go,
it's because women.
You go to Europe, you see some beautiful fucking uncut penises, dude. You can't help but want to put it in your mouth.
It does look like, you remember in... Empire Strikes Back when they're like that's no cave. Yeah. This is no cave, and then the worm comes out. Those are what they look like.
A little
uncircumcised penises.
A sandworm.
Yeah,
they look strange.
Yeah. Uh oh.
Only because it's not mine.
We got a podcast crasher.
I think they do look cozier.
Yeah. When you hear about though the cleaning, I'm like, I'm glad I have what I have. I guess.
How
I don't know, dude. Like, how fucking much? How much maintenance is it to pull back a little?
You're already in the shower.
Yeah, you just with your finger just.
Yeah, it's just that
you
could. Yeah.
That's it.
You could get smegma. That's what I worry about. You could.
Smegma's not real, dude.
Yeah, you can also get diaper rash, dude. But you fucking won't, dude.
I get all kinds of shit in my crevices.
I love the fact that like as soon as I was born, my parents were like, there's no way he's gonna be able to clean his fucking cock. Like let's fucking just let's just chop that shit up.
You started me fucking under the bar. You know. Don't let me figure out how to clean my dick.
Yeah, and then like you, and then like the only guys that are like, I want my foreskin back are fucking weirdos. And like, yeah, I'm not, I don't want it back.
Right, I'm not.
No, it's yours now.
Yeah. If I had a kid,
I don't know what it's like with that. With
yeah, if I had a kid, I'm not circumcising him.
Yeah, no, it's like when someone drinks out of your cup, you're like, it's yours now.
Now, if I have a daughter, I'm circumcising her.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we're African.
The clitoris,
this is an African
podcast.
The
clitoris is the cause of all evil in a woman.
Yeah,
this is. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I agree.
Yeah. You ever punched one?
Okay, Sally, relax. Take it easy.
Is it like a hitting machine where she tells you how strong your punch was?
Yeah. No, it's like one of those like ding ding ding.
Oh, that's the uvula.
Yeah. But it's her I punch those two on
Hell
women.
Yeah,
that feels real good. Shuts them up.
Damn.
No, I don't.
I think circumcision is
women,
out.
Dude.
I
it's out, dude. Uncut is in.
Mm.
Imagine they started doing that. They just started being like, ew, circumcised penises are bad.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Like, it's like, no, they're going to be like, oh, you're mutilated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's going to be like once there's an uncircumcised porn star. That's going to be the real crossover. A really cool uncircumcised.
I mean, isn't there already
Uncut
a bunch?
Charlie. Yeah, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
My name's Uncut Chuck.
Mr. Hood.
I mean, that black guy's Mr. Hood. Yeah, I'm Mr. Hood. Hood's up for Trayvon.
He still has his he still has his foreskin and his Tim's on.
Ooh.
Oh,
they
shit.
Stay doing that.
That's cool, man.
That black is a
you know,
who does
corny
that?
I think New Yorkers are.
Who? Which one?
I do. I think New Yorkers are they're too corny.
The style, you mean?
Yeah.
Like everything has to be about Tim's.
New York, Tim's, and like a jean jacket.
Yeah, I think it's corny. Hello.
Okay, bye.
I find them too corny. I don't like New York slang anymore. I'm done with
New
it.
York slang is
where you're like, you're angry and you say, I'm mad tight.
Yeah,
yeah, but like that's
you know who's
like,
mad tight? Your mother.
Yeah, that's just like a young person. You know,
there's people like our age range doing it.
Well, that they have a wake-up call. they're just like they're afraid of dying.
Or like when it's cold, they say it's mad brick out.
Brick?
I've never heard that.
No, really? You're not from here.
Yeah, and I'm an old man. I only hang out with people in their 40s and 50s.
I heard that in Connecticut when I lived there too.
Yeah.
That was some asshole from Staten Island. That's what that was.
Spilled over.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Brick.
Or Herb? Do you guys have Herb?
What's
that?
We did, but we didn't use it. I knew what it was, but I was like, no one says that anymore.
I still don't know what
it
is.
What's
I think
Herb?
You call someone a Herb,
you're
like
a
nerd.
A nerd?
It's like
another
form of dork or nerd, but it's
almost dork.
Like, you know what I would associate it with? It's like someone who's like they would smoke Dutch guts. Does that make sense? Like someone
like
would Dutch a gut,
like,
and they'd Dutch a Dutch, and then someone would pick it up and pack a bowl with it, and you'd be like, you're a fucking Herb.
The fucking
dude.
What?
Yeah.
Like the fucking Dutch fucking
or they,
tobacco?
Yeah, they show up with mids. You know what I mean?
Gross.
They show up to the party with a blunt full of
He's
mids.
Just describing the three black people he knows.
They're really loud in movie theaters.
Damn.
I've been meaning, this is going to sound crazy because it's just the three of us, but I've been genuinely meaning, I want to do it next time I have a black audience. I'm going to ask
them. It's never
going
to happen.
Yeah, it will. But if I'm doing extremely well, I'm going to ask them why they talk in the movie theater.
Because they're having fun, Alex. Yeah.
And
that's how they have fun.
And I've said it before. Also, the theater, they turn off the light to get scary. It's dark.
Right. They
Black
make
people
sounds.
Believe in ghosts.
They
need
they
to
make
be reminded
sounds so you know where they are.
Reality.
They need echolocation. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like when wolves all howl and it's like a roll call. They're like, oh, that's where Greg is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's no Gregs.
All right. That's where Ja Greg is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Come on, you can't say things like that.
Hey, we're having fun, man. We're just goofing.
We are, dude.
We're just goofing. We're just, you gotta, this is an innocent little podcast. Certainly nothing that's
also
gonna,
that's right,
sway an election.
By the way,
are you worried that Trump is gonna be back in the White House?
No.
No, I think it's actually gonna be fucking cool.
I gotta say, under Trump I went on 3 vacations. Biden,
dude,
0 vacations.
I remember the week Trump got elected. This was in San Francisco. I had 3 different sexual partners.
Didn't
wear a condom any single time. This one,
why
bitch was
should
like,
you?
She was like,
condoms
my rights,
out,
my rights,
dude,
are being taken away.
Does anybody make you wear a condom anymore?
No,
nobody. Right?
And if they do, you almost look at them like
you're
like
herb.
AIDS? Yeah,
what
have,
a fucking bitch. Yeah, what are
you're,
you? Bitch?
You're a herb.
You're a herb.
Yeah, dude, wearing a condom.
I don't even carry one anymore.
Always make the mistake of, right, like, on the way being like, well, what if she needs a condom? So I'll stop at, like, a store.
What you
like
should do
pack
is put it in your pocket and see if she says something.
Right, of course.
No, just I would just case never wear a condom.
But and then like, if she like, doesn't wait, bring it up, yeah, it just stays there and it's another $3 I lost.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the next hoe might make you wear it.
I know.
The one time a hope girl tried to make
you don't have to
me
write her name on the condom and be like, this is for you.
This was for, yeah, this was for Jen.
And
just,
you said no.
Yeah. You I don't know, thought? Dude. I yeah wouldn't trust a woman that makes me wear a condom. I've never had to wear a condom, and I never will.
I have, but I
when?
I mean, like, definitely in the earlier days.
When was
I
the
have
last time you wore a condom?
It makes it seem like it's that far. I just can't remember when I did. Usually, how it goes is, like, you put one on, and then you have sex, like, maybe one and a half times, maybe half a time before they're like, all right, just take it off.
Have you ever stealthed a woman?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you have. How about you, Nick?
Stealthed
a woman.
Rape?
Oh, come on.
Technically.
Let's all be grown men here.
No, what's stealth? I don't know this
stealth
one.
Stealth is when like you're like take off a condom in and continue having sex with a woman.
And she has
no, I have her broken one and ignored it.
I've broken through a condom like the Incredible Hulk.
I've also broken, yeah.
Right. I did that too because we used one of the New York City green ones.
Nice.
Yeah. I thought, I actually thought one yeah time, I didn't realize it broke because it was the first time it broke. Mm-hmm. I just thought,
like, this feels really good all
yeah
of a sudden.
I was like, wow, it just feels like
I'm really into heated this girl.
Yeah. And then,
oh, it's that pussy feeling condom. Wait a minute. There's no pussy feeling condom.
Where's my latex?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's all good, man. It's all good.
And what's your preferred yeah condom?
Magnum XL.
I thought you said Magnum PI.
Yeah. Like a black man. Like that?
Ultra thin, whatever it is.
Ultra thins are good.
Yeah.
I like Trojan sheepskin.
Ooh, sheepskin? Yeah. I'll tell you what, dude. And you know.
Really rough on your insides.
I've said this multiple times, but I believe the pullout method is 100% effective. The
yeah
only time,
well, yeah, yeah,
the only time a guy claims like, oh, fucking, I pulled out, but you must have gotten pregnant off pre-cum. He came inside of her and didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, that's you're being time a pussy about it, dude.
Yeah.
The second like, you feel the pressure, fucking pull out.
Even, yeah, even then, like, it is fun to fucking see how long you can last, though. It's like, I can make
yeah
it a couple more pumps.
Oh, I figured out a cheat code for it. If you start breathing really heavily, when she thinks you're, like, really into her, you don't have to be. But, you start breathing really heavy, it'll like slow down your cock and the blood in your cock, so you can last a little longer.
But what if like she tricks you and like she puts her fingers in your asshole to make you come so she can?
Then you clench and you twist and you rip her fingers off.
Oh, nice, dude!
Like, those are mine now. Nice. I didn't say yes.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude!
It's a no-no for me.
My body, my choice.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Cool. You're pretty. You're totally more progressive than some of the other guests we've had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Name a few.
That one guy who said, "Your body, my choice forever." We had him on.
Nick Fuentes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Funny guy. Cool. Well, Sully's opening for him because he's doing a run of shows in, I think, Las Vegas.
Wow.
How much months I hate women.
Your body,
yeah, they have
my
a lot
choice.
He's like,
fun.
I noticed we have a lot in common.
I really started doing the my body, my choice stuff when COVID was happening because I was like, vaccines,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get all of them.
Yeah, it's very funny when people are like, yeah, unless it's like the fucking government mandated vaccine, then it's
yeah
like your body, my choice forever. Damn, his timing was just off.
Yeah.
He really just said, he should have just said like, oh, I meant that for like anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh,
well,
you
no,
thought
my
was,
body, my
oh,
choice.
Oh, you thought it was about abortion? That's crazy.
It's crazy how that phrase.
No, I don't care about abortion.
No, what? You want my grandma to die? Yeah. That was my favorite thing to get people to take the jab. It's like, you want my grandmother to die? Like,
yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah. It'll be soon anyway. Why do I matter?
Yeah. Everyone's grandmother absolutely said
that.
Am
I planning on fucking your grandma anytime soon?
It would also be people of like, you don't spend time with your family anyways. This is an excuse.
Yeah. Show me a picture of you and your grandma.
I saw my family Sunday, and it was the first time all year.
I'm going to see my family for Thanksgiving and that'll
Why?
Be for a while. Just because.
I'm
going
to go for like an hour, and then I have to go do stand-up comedy on Thanksgiving.
Where? That sounds awful.
Comedy Village.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually. That's not awful. I would love a spot, too.
Yeah, do. Hit them up,
I'm
dude.
I'm too shy.
Just come.
I can't.
No, they're
too
cool.
Shy.
PJ's mad cool.
I'm just too shy. I'm so nervous. I'm an introvert.
But you're one of the best comics in the city, Joe.
Nick Cara, you're so sweet. I wish that were true. But we're
no,
we're amongst
true.
The giants.
Dude, you're so much funnier than the people that are popular.
But isn't that funny?
Oh my God.
That's part of the charm of it, dude. Because like I hate the algorithm.
Yeah, no, we're like soldiers.
Yeah, it's like, and I don't. It's
every
like,
time
cares?
I try to algorithm up, I'm like, this is dumb.
I don't
it doesn't
wanna,
feel
yeah.
good.
No,
even when it like I have a few reels who have done pretty decent, and I'm like. I have to do this.
The amount of
I don't want to keep doing this.
I wanna,
it doesn't feel
yeah, no,
good.
No, I got like 1,000 views on a TikTok video, and I went, bank account's still empty.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's
I guess you're it, supposed yeah. to keep it going, and then it does pay off, but I'm like...
All right, then give me more fucking spots so I can do shitty crowd work that everybody else does.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm doing an all crowd work. I'm releasing my new 10-minute
rich
special.
Kid who's done comedy for 2 years. Yeah. I want to hear your crowd work, asshole.
We could kill
oh, what's
kid.
Your deal? Are you a fucking guy? Are you with? Yeah. Are you guys together? What's your story? Dating?
Anyway, do you like
God? And then you
work?
Have like a camera, the camera setup where it just has the audience reaction,
but it's just like Fuck. The top of their head, and they're like, "Yeah, right. I work at a law."
Do you
firm.
Not
it's
feel
like
a piece of shit going to a bar show, setting up a camera for the audience?
I feel like a piece of shit even setting up a tripod just to record myself
yeah.
right.
on my phone.
Yeah, I do like doing that so I can watch it back and
I
see
need to.
My
That's
own
the only way
I,
yeah.
problems.
That's the only way
I don't
I
like
come.
Posting it though.
I have like no I record I've recorded probably about like 100 maybe 150 sets this year.
Yeah.
It's on film but like I'm not going to post. I'm not going to cut it up for a reel. Yeah. I'm using it to study my craft. And you know what? 50 years after I'm dead, I want my Google Drive to be available to the public right. so they can see all the snuff films that I've recorded over the years. It's like, damn, I thought he was going to have comedy, but it's just him like holding a knife to a person for 8 hours. Come on,
you should
Sully.
Do the. You should do this podcast in New Jersey.
Yeah?
I forget the name of it. But
the dojo?
No. It's Anthony Ennis and Dave Hodge do it.
Okay.
And they'll show you the filthiest things of all. Like a lady in a heel stepping on a penis.
Nice.
Ooh.
And then the heel pokes a hole in the penis. And just psh, blood.
Fuck yeah.
Or like they put it between two glass sheets.
Oh, Sully.
And they drill
that.
Them tight so you have a
yeah.
flat penis now.
Ooh.
And like people like it.
Yeah, I like it. I'm already getting like a little bit of a tingle just hearing you describe that.
Yeah.
That's not for me, brother.
Oh, please. You're such a liar, dude. Sully's always thin. Sully's always trying to be the
It's
cool
a great
guy.
Pocket. You guys should listen to it.
I have seen a lot of the murder stuff from like the early 2000s and everything.
Well, that was popular. We're close enough in age.
Yeah.
Did you do bestgore.com?
No, I've seen like the hits. I haven't gone on a website.
Oh, I knew I had a friend. His name was Jimmy Hernandez. And he was like the first of us to start fucking. We were like 14, which is a little too young. Yeah. But he was like showing us his girlfriend's vagina. He's like, look, I did that. And then you get older and you're like, oh, no, that was just a girl's vagina. But this guy, the kid was claiming he punctured a hole in this child.
Jesus Christ.
And just showing us, like, look at that. See how it's beat up?
That's so
you're
fucking
like,
wild.
I don't think he did anything. Anyway, he showed us these like websites like bestgore.com where there's just straight up people being eaten by dogs and shit.
Oh, yeah, no, none for me, dude.
Why not, dude? I've
seen enough of it.
Hey, dude.
It
do
does bother
Finny
you.
Would, do you think Finny would ever eat a person?
No, people getting eaten, I don't think I could deal with. That would fuck me up.
Are you going
to
eat me?
I've seen people get beaten to death, though, stabbed, shot.
Yeah, nice, I saw a guy get folded in half by a car.
Nice, dude.
It is pretty gross. We're pretty gross when we die.
I saw. It can be really bad.
Yeah.
It can get bad in like a matter of
seconds. Yeah, you ever like watch a beheading? You ever watch beheading?
All the time, dude. I love it, dude. I fucking love it when Al-Qaeda does that shit. I love it.
I forgot about Al Qaeda.
I love it when the guy's like holding the newspaper and fucking crying and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like telling his family that he loves them. Right.
And they gotta like up. Get through. You forget there's a neck bone. Yeah. And they have to saw through the neck bone.
Saw through it, yeah. I never watched one of those.
And you're all like, duh. It's like.
No. I would say I love America, and then I fucking twist my neck all fast and break my own neck so they wouldn't even have the dignity of killing me. I go out on my own terms.
Hell yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
You're an American fucking eagle, dude.
I love it, dude.
You
can
do anything.
I would just be like, I just have one last thing. Oh, say, can you see? And then a bald eagle descends like in Lord of the Rings, a giant
rips your throat out.
Yeah, just kills me instead of saves me.
In your neck is a voice recording of... the Star Spangled Banner.
Hell yeah. I always thought like the bald eagle was like a giant eagle like in Lord of the Rings.
Mm. I view it as such. They're pretty big.
You see it? It's not that big. It's like a turkey.
No, they're bigger than turkeys.
Nah. A bald eagle?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Bronx Zoo right now and settle this.
All right. Yeah, I'll go.
How big is a bald eagle?
I think the air is as big as a turkey.
How big is a bald eagle? The bald eagle. Hey, what's the... I'll fucking figure this out right now. Echo, what's the approximate size of a bald eagle?
You can't listen to this, bitch.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, the bald eagle has a body length of 70 to 102 centimeters, 28 to 40 in. Typical wingspan is between 1.8 and 2.3 meters, 5 feet 11 in and 7 feet 7 in, and mass is normally between 3 and 6.3 kilograms, 6.6 and 13.9 pounds.
Okay, so about 2.5 feet tall, okay. And about up to 6 feet wide.
Yeah, it's not that big.
That's like you.
Yeah,
it's
like me.
It's a little Joe Gorman running around. It's a bird.
Yeah.
You would be the bald eagle.
I am a bald eagle. The bald eagle of comedy.
Yours
that makes it sound like I'm like a fucking veteran or some shit, too. I'm the bald eagle of American comedy.
Yeah.
Live from the comedy mothership. Yeah, it's the bald eagle of comedy. Featuring fucking the veterans and fucking disabled people and shit.
Yeah.
What was that? What's that one cycloptic senator?
Oh,
what's his fucking
Dave Crenshaw.
Sure, yeah, Crenshaw.
Crenshaw. Yeah. Me and Dave Crenshaw.
Yeah.
The bald eagles of comedy tour.
He's always taking L's, dude.
He's such a fucking goof. And like, dude, why are you walking around with an eye patch? Get a fucking...
Get a fake eye.
Get a fake eye or
with
like...
With an eagle in
or
it.
Or a cybernetic... Yes. Or a cybernetic
eye.
Yeah,
like Kano from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, like Kano, dude.
Either Kano from Mortal Kombat or the bad guy from Last Action Hero that has a target in his eye.
Yeah.
He looks at everyone and it's just a big target zone. He's like...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Showing you like, yo, I see you and I'm lasering in on your shit.
How about that Matt Gaetz fellow who clearly did that shit that they're accusing him of?
Oh, absolutely. And like, and it's like the plastic
if
surgery he's
being,
got.
What is he, Attorney General? If you quit, you did it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just, he was like, I'm sick of the press.
He's going to say it's like, oh, I got to step away to be with my family and heal and shit. And
why? How old are they?
They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah, man. Can't be leaving a paper trail of
He looks crazy. He looks crazy.
Yeah, there's like his eyebrows.
He got like all
like,
this like weird
he's
Botox,
got, like, evil
plastic surgery
That's
shit.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
he looks like a RoboCop villain.
Yeah.
Damn, because I want to get
a
Botox.
A lot of Republicans do, though. You realize they all look like evil bad guys from like 80s movies. You know what I mean?
Well, like so do
I get why people don't trust
them.
What?
I get why people don't trust them.
Yeah, except Donald Trump. I do trust. I do. As bad as it sounds, I do trust Donald Trump, and I do think he has the best interest of this country in his heart. And I'll kill anyone that tries to go against Donald Trump, our Lord and Savior. Right, Sully?
Yeah.
We could get big. Right.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, boss, sure.
Absolutely. We're going to defend Donald Trump.
Do you think the Rizzler will want to do our podcast?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Can you guys afford the Rizzler?
Does he charge? I thought he did out of the love of the game.
Nah, that guy charges.
Really? Come on, Rizzler. Rizzler,
he's 8 years old, man. He has no concept of morals.
Rizzler, do us a favor, dude. Come on our pod for free. I'll let you pet Finny.
Yeah.
And tell me what your deal is, man. Like, what is this kid's deal?
He's just a cool little kid, dude.
That's fucking crazy. I was a cool little kid, and all I got was molested.
You were at the wrong time.
I know, dude.
You think
damn.
That kid's not getting molested?
Isn't that fucking...
The fat little bad... The Costco guy.
I know.
who he took his shirt off to do AEW, and he looked like shit, by the way. I thought he was like a jacked guy this whole time.
Oh, he looks disgusting.
Wait, the father of the fucking...
Of the Costco guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's not jacked at all. He's just like big.
Yeah.
He's
gross. Of course. Having never...
thought he was jacked the way he eats?
No, I thought he was like jacked fat.
Not really.
He's more
like
fat
than
jacked.
He's got like a big gut, but it has like abs.
Yeah, I thought there was like a semblance of muscle there. I'm like, nah, this guy's just built like a square.
Ugh. Gross. Where are we at?
I forgot to hit record.
Oh, you didn't. I did. I see the button.
No, that's actually the error button. Don't look, Sully. Don't look. Don't worry, Nick.
Our adult, a whole other podcast.
I watched...
We're doing, like, we are... This is, on average, like a 3.5-hour podcast. No,
what are we at?
We're at 45 minutes.
That's it. Let's keep going.
We're not doing 3.5 hours. It's psychotic.
I thought this was the Rogan of Brooklyn.
It is. In many ways, I'm more alpha than Joe Rogan because I've committed a hit and run.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it was fucking tight. Me and a bunch of my friends, we just graduated high school. We were driving around celebrating.
You were leaning out the top of the window.
Yeah, I was like, having... all of a sudden,
top
we.
Of the
We Whatever hit this fucking guy in a fucking fisherman's coat. Yeah, and I'm like,
I remember you
is?
Telling me this.
Yeah, and I was like, damn, dude. And I was like, let's just dump this little fucking queer in the fucking water.
Yep.
I want to have sex with a high school girl.
Yeah. And
because
she
you were in high school.
Yes. You forget, like.
Sarah Michelle Gellar type.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
is that
I throw a guy in the water.
Is that even her name?
That is her name.
Okay. I really do feel like if it's clearly a homeless person, you should be able to commit a hit and run without any consequence.
Especially in New York.
This is New York, baby. We got places to
you
go.
You should be able to kill a homeless person if you can prove they accosted you.
Or if just you're in just, the way for a little bit.
Or if you just want to. If you had a bad day and you need someone to take it out on, why not somebody that's not even a human?
Well, these bums are getting a little too abrasive these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least like dance or something. Yeah. Excuse me, everyone. I just need your attention. I'm sorry to interrupt your commute. Amazing Grace.
Yeah. I like the three guys who do, like the three guys who, when they're not in the subway, are huddled around a trash can that's on fire.
Yeah.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Fine.
They're,
oh, yeah.
The doo-wop guys, they kind of rule when they come through the subway. I love them.
Right. They're like roasting a can of beans over
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't give them money, but when they come by, I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, homelessness used to have soul to it.
Yeah.
Now they're just like stabbing folks.
Well, like honestly, like if you're homeless, like why are you staying in New York? Hop on the rails, man.
I always wondered that. Like, why don't you leave New York?
I would at least like take a train down to Miami.
Yeah.
Miami? California.
Miami might be a little too hot. But I don't know, go somewhere that's like, cheap to live and get yourself back on your feet, buddy.
Most places though like that, like I'll go like to North Carolina.
I think they're all still trying to be actors.
That too.
Hold on. I just need to get discovered once.
That's why they sleep outside of agencies.
You getting sleepy, buddy?
I'm
you had
always
a big
sleepy.
Day, huh?
Oh, man, I didn't know we were boring you so
You're
much.
Not. Yeah. I just do that. I'm not
what,
bored.
Did you? Were you taking a nap before this?
I was.
Sally, you're fired, dude. Damn, dude.
Damn, I haven't taken
a nap
in years.
I fell asleep on the couch.
Asleep on the couch.
You have a couch?
No, his neighbors
it's a lot
have a
smaller
couch.
Than this.
Uh-huh.
It's a bad couch too. It's not great.
Poor Sally. And you're gonna drive to Connecticut when you're all drowsy. What if you swerve and hit somebody?
I'll talk to someone on the phone.
When do you go to Connecticut tomorrow?
Tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Tonight.
After this pod, dude.
Oh, you're
do
nuts.
Do you need a ride to Connecticut?
No.
You want to hop?
I'm leaving when the traffic dies down, Nick. I'm not going right now.
All
right.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wait, Nick.
We'll wait till like 8 or 9.
Hold your horses, dude. Maybe. You okay with that?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's all right. Fine.
So you meet
it's
Sally
an hour and
at
a half to where I live, essentially.
You're cool, dude. You can like lives. Stay in the basement.
Yeah. Are you going too?
No.
Oh.
You can look. I have a great house here. Why would I need to go to Connecticut?
I mean, Connecticut's nice.
I don't have a family here, and it's either this or go to Thanksgiving at the Bushwick Comedy Club.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying. It's like, think about it.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Is every comedy club doing you're all by yourself Thanksgiving night?
Usually. Don't they sort of?
I know of at least three that are doing that.
Where else?
I know Bushwick's doing it. I know Comedy Village is doing it. And I'm sure some other one, but it's really just
The Stand is doing it, but they said I can't bring Sully.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The Stand
dude.
Gets weird with that stuff.
Nah, they're cool with me. They love me.
Yeah?
They're like, yeah, you can invite Nick Cara. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Just don't tell Sully because I think it would hurt his feelings.
Yeah, yeah. No. We'll sneak you in.
I always sneak in.
I fucking wear a fucking trench coat.
Yeah.
I gotta sneak into the holiday party again this year.
Don't, dude.
That shit ruled.
Is it really sneaking in, or do you just kind of walk in the door?
Kind of just walk in, and if Joe Harara sees you, you're in. But last year, that did happen, but I was also with a lady, and she snuck me in. But didn't sneak me in, because she was just like, this is my guy.
Her boyfriend.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty cool over there.
Oh, it was like that at the time.
I think I was only given a prom once, and it's because I was hanging out in the green room for too long.
Who were you with?
Originally, I was with Andre Kim, and then he left without saying anything.
Of course you did. Classic Andre.
And then I was just sitting there talking to the other comics.
Who were the other comics?
It was Brooks Whelan. It was Onika McLean.
Amazing.
And
she's shiny.
I like Onika. She's one of the people I first met when I started.
No, she's... I'm not... It's just a fact. I'm not even... Maybe
be respectful. She's your senior.
Yeah, she is sort of your boss in many ways.
Yeah, she could tell you what's what. I wouldn't say anything if she did.
We might have to edit that one out.
Oh,
no,
yeah?
Yeah, to protect you.
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with
you? She shimmers in every picture she's in.
Can you stop saying that?
Jesus Christ, it sounds so racist when you say it. So vile. And
yeah.
I didn't mean it like
you're
that.
You're such a hateful guy.
It's
and
it's disgusting.
Like, it's really upset. It is truly upsetting, like, just how much hate you have.
Just be nice.
She's a woman and black.
He wants to kill her.
Why does she have to be and black? Why can't she just be a woman?
Yeah.
What does this give another reason
to hate her.
Why?
Alexander.
What has she done to you?
I'm kidding. None of this is real.
It is
real. She's not going to see this.
It might.
She sees everything.
Her and Sienna approached me at, like, the stand. Heard you talking shit. Sienna's accent.
Whose accent was that supposed to be?
Exactly. Sienna,
who was that an impression of?
Annika, because Sienna acting black.
Annika?
I don't know. Is that her name?
It's Onika.
Onika.
I'm here
to defend you.
Yeah.
But this guy.
Sally, this is why.
You ever see this fucking guy?
This is why you don't get in at the clubs, dude.
Yeah, you don't like Onika.
You just like talk mad
shit. Specifically Onika.
You have hate in your heart.
For Onika.
Mm-hmm. It makes me sad. It makes me like legit sad, dude.
Why don't you just work on the craft and stop worrying about everybody else?
Yeah, or the hate in your heart will consume you, dude.
Yeah. Stay in your own lane, dude.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Believe in Jesus.
Maybe on the way back to Connecticut, you think about it. Listen to some comedy specials of your favorites.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Maybe Matt Rife's new special. You love Matt
Rife. Yeah, I do love Matt Rife.
Anything where people aren't worried about others. You're filled with jealousy.
Yes.
Hey, jealousy.
And
we've all been through it.
If anyone has the lotion Onika has, I'd love some so I could glisten.
Can you stop doing that?
Well, if all this is going to branch off of that comment, I'm going to keep bringing it back to that one.
Yikes. I mean, it seems like you have a real bone to pick here.
I made an observation about a woman's beautiful skin. There's nothing wrong with that.
Why do you have to bring up the skin?
Why are you harping on it?
Because everything you say is racist. This is why you're Italian from Connecticut. Everything you say has a little bit of
just a tinge.
A tinge.
No.
Well, anyway, we love you, Onika.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
All good. The dog's not under my feet. I thought
it
was.
You're fine.
Killed Finn, dude.
I always get worried with little dogs because I feel like they like to be under you.
Yeah. Finn is a climber, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he'll climb all over you.
My mom's dog's a climber, but he's a husky lab mix.
Oh, that's like so. It's so funny how dogs are like that.
Yeah,
you know, like
he's a lap dog. Yeah. He'll if there's a couch, he'll climb up to the back and just like wrap around you, like a parrot.
I'm sure in like Finney's mind, he thinks it's like this big giant like Tibetan Mastiff type dog.
100%.
You know the way he barks and like you know the way
that is fun. Little dogs think they're big dogs, and big dogs think they're little dogs.
Dogs are the most body positive creature on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Like, they're always like, fuck, my body is perfect for this role of protector. Or like, oh my God, like, God bless my creator for making me the perfect size to fit on my master's lap.
Right.
Like, regardless of their size.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. Dogs rock, dude. Finny, we love you. Ah, he's around.
He's around.
He's chilling.
He knows.
He knows. He gets the vibe.
This is a house full of love.
It is. It truly is. Yeah.
It's not Thanksgiving and you guys have your Christmas stuff up, though.
Well, that's
I like this.
Corporate America.
That's Kelly, baby. She makes this house a home.
Yeah. Are you,
where's your? Where's
I thought
your,
you were Jewish. Aren't
where's
you
your
Jewish?
Crucifix?
No, I'm not Jewish at all. Yikes, oh. Dude.
Where's your crucifix?
Maybe not.
Where's your?
It's over there.
Where's your Advent candle? Advent calendar. Where's the wreath?
The Advent calendar's over there.
Yeah,
the
you can't
right
start
there.
It yet.
Get out of here.
The Advent candles.
Yeah, you can't start your Advent calendar in November.
That's true. Yeah. Well, you got to have it up and ready to go.
It's right in the main living room.
What's wrong with you?
I'm a Christmas
Come on,
guy,
man.
Dude.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually do get excited because I like Christmas horror movies. And there's a
Christmas
bunch.
Horror movies? How many are there?
Three.
A bunch.
I like, Santa Sleigh because I like the opening.
With Goldberg?
That one? Goldberg? Is that the one with Goldberg and when Chris Kattan? And
kills everyone in the dinner scene?
Yeah, and he calls Chris Kattan a faggot.
Probably, yeah. That sounds
classic.
Like
and while cinema. His wife is like jerking him off under the table.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, that's Kino.
Do we have a video? Can we pull it up?
What is it?
Pull it up.
It's Santa Sleigh opening.
Yeah, play the opening when yeah or the.
Can we make
scene.
That the opening of the show? That's what you should do. You should make. You should make could, a clip
I,
be the opening.
Maybe
of the
I
show.
Could. Shane Gillett. We should do a Matt and Shane opening with just a reverbed Santa Sleigh. Thing in the beginning.
Maybe I could do
sure.
that. Just maybe like slow down the audio or something.
Like, yeah.
To fuck up the algorithm.
Be like, what? Do they reference that in the. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do on this episode, like a dramatic little trailer before the episode.
Mm. Just for the episode itself.
Yeah. That'd be right. That'd be pretty fun.
I'm in, cool. dude.
Tag me in it.
Yeah.
Collab.
Yeah.
TV collab. Shows used to do that.
Look at us, dude. We're becoming influencers. We'll be
yeah.
at the.
You
we'll be on
my
stage
shoe.
At the stand in no time.
You went to touch my shoe.
I was gonna touch your shoe, but only.
Should I put it down? I'm sorry.
Only no, I don't give a shit. Only because it's so cool to have Jordans. Are you like
oh,
a
man.
Fucking collector?
No.
Are you a sneakerhead?
No, I have two nice pairs of sneakers. It's these ones that are messed up, and another pair.
I'm the same. I have like a nice pair of like Reebok pumps that I bring out like. You know, because like they're classics. They have like the fucking pump on it.
Yeah.
I love it, dude. I use that like where it's like, okay, we got to be around like people. It's not like dress casual, but I can't. Uh-huh. I want to wear like something like a little bit nice.
Yeah. I have two young person Jordan type shoes. And then I have two pairs of like leather. Like you could wear it like a part, like a nice party.
Yeah.
And I kind of just stick to those four.
That's all you really need. Like you don't need like yeah. a ton of shoes.
No, I have others, but I don't use them.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
you got like
yeah.
two, three pairs of sneakers that alternate.
Yeah. yeah. You gotta rotate the kicks.
So your feet don't stink.
It feels okay.
Yeah. Your feet also, the shoes get gross if you wear them too
yeah.
much. Like the sweat.
Well, you should have beater shoes too.
What?
You should have beater shoes.
Yeah.
You should have three pairs of shoes. You should have a nice pair of sneakers. You should have like a nice pair of just shoes. They can be sort of sneakers, but like they look nice. And then you should have beaters. Those are your everyday. They're not expensive,
like
and once you destroy
shoes.
Them,
yeah.
you can just get a new pair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of comfortable
boots.
Beaters.
And then, like, boots are a whole different category.
Boots a whole other thing.
Because, like, you got to have, like, your... I try to have, like, a nice pair of, like, insulated, like, waterproof boots.
Like work boots?
No, just, like, snow boots type things. Like, stuff I can wear, like, when it's,
it
like,
is a good idea.
Snowy. Especially in NYC.
Yeah. There's, yeah, you should have boots. Mm. If you live out here, you should have boots.
Yeah, if I was back in California, no fucking way.
No,
no
boots.
Need. No need. No
Are you
boots.
A shoes off, like mostly a flip-flop kind of guy if you're back home?
No, I use I wear barefoot shoes. Like those shoes.
With the toes?
Yeah, well, like they have like a box toe and the sole is like flexible so you can move your feet entirely.
I'm not a big fan of those.
Yeah, it's like, well, I have like weird foot problems where like they actually help align my... body because before that I was like wearing like because I have like naturally flat feet.
You have like penguin feet.
Yeah, so barefoot shoes.
Do your toes like curl up on each other like that?
No,
I fucked a lady who had that.
Oh, gross.
Gross.
Yeah, this is from Canada.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
I miss her.
I was on a cruise ship.
Ooh, nice, dude. That's fun. So sexy.
Was everything else okay?
Yeah, everything else was fine.
Just that was
just
like
a
ugh.
Skinny older lady with weird toes.
Oh, she probably just wore like too tight shoes. So
yeah, maybe she was in denial that she had fat fucking feet.
Yeah, probably.
That's what does that to you.
Yeah, like wearing like too tight shoes. That's
yeah,
like what
wear your
size.
You
bunions. Yeah, and get a box toe shoe if you really have.
She probably does have that now, unless she's not alive.
Well, like you can also get stuff to, like fix your toes.
Yeah, you can just take care of yourself.
Yeah, you can just take care of yourself.
But their health care is shit.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Thanks a lot, Justin Trudeau, you piece of shit.
Was that the
How
method?
How about you stop? Yeah,
that
he's the
Ford.
Prime Minister of Canada.
Ah.
He
that
loves,
wasn't the method.
He loves blackface.
Yeah. So he's the blackface guy.
He's the blackface guy. He wore blackface on multiple occasions.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Blackface in general or just Canadian?
In general, yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
Really?
Unless.
Okay.
It's for a costume.
I really liked Robert Downey Jr. doing blackface in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's forgiven mostly for that. Is anybody still angry about
that? He never apologized for it. I think Gen Z tried to create some fake outrage around it.
And then black people were like, well, we like the movie.
And it's like, even when the movie came out, it had like a little bit of heat on it.
But more for the retard thing.
Right. But then like they were.
But don't they acknowledge the blackface in the movie?
That's the open. Yeah, it's in the beginning.
They open and say like he went through like this dangerous procedure to be like method black. And he's just like, wearing black makeup.
So funny.
Right. Yeah. No,
damn, I want to rewatch that movie.
It has a sense of humor about itself. It's very meta.
And that's like the whole point of it is to show how fucking like pretentious and like retarded actors are. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Classic.
I want to watch that one again soon.
Should we fire it up now?
Yeah.
That and District 9 came out at the same time, and they were both.
I remember District 9.
Great movie.
Those are the biggest influences on a young Alexander Tomaselli. He was like 8.
I think cockroach people and Downey being black.
Yeah. Those are the first two movies that, at the same time, garnered like controversy. Like,
why did District 9 garner controversy?
Not even controversy. People were talking about it. They were like, aside from it being awesome, they're like, it also reflects a lot of situations, like even close to us, like Mexico and
apartheid.
The U.S. or apartheid. Because the movie is about South Africa, but people over here were like, it actually mirrors the U.S.'s situation with Mexico.
That's
too.
How shitty American writers are. We make everything about us.
It was, but then it was a movie. Like I'm saying, it was the first time I remember two movies being like talked about by regular people, being like, "Did you hear about that movie? It's messed up." And you're like, "What are you talking about?
Did you hear about?
It's
that
a good
movie."
Yeah, I saw it when it came out.
Tropic Thunder.
I rented that movie.
Everyone was like, it's controversial because they're saying retarded in it. I'm like, people say retarded every day. And then
remember when we stopped saying retarded?
They did that. Hillary Duff and Wanda Sykes did that anti-retard campaign. You know?
That was one of the triggers, like, though, of it was Tropic Thunder, because they were like, why are you saying retarded so freely?
Because like there was like that campaign where, you know, there were some kids and they were like, man, that's retarded. Yeah. And then Wanda Sykes was like, why are you saying that? What if instead of it being, why are you saying it? It's like, you know, if something's lame or stupid.
Wanda
Sykes.
Yeah, and then
she's
like, well, what if somebody said, oh, that's Greg. Oh, shit. Hey, put your feet off.
We're going to die.
Oh, boy.
We need to fix that.
you ever see the video where it's like the kid's girlfriend is in the front seat and the kid's driving and she's in the back and the grandma's in the front seat and she sneezes. Like fake sneezes, and the grandma goes, "Why the fuck did you retarded? You straight, you nasty fucking heifer, you."
That's it. It's just that.
Yeah.
Why would she do that to her grandchild?
No. It was her grandchild's girlfriend.
Oh.
And she pretended to sneeze, like, because, you know, they're not funny. Young people aren't funny anymore. Right. So like they'll do things like pretend to sneeze on you, and that's supposed to be a prank.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And grandma wasn't having it.
Spazzed. I like that.
So she called her retarded and a nasty fucking heifer.
Nice.
Which I want to bring back heifer.
It's coming back,
dude.
Cow,
dude.
Heifer's coming back.
You're calling her a cow. I like that.
You nasty fucking heifer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it back, too.
There we go. Let's start the movement.
It's happening, dude.
It
begins tonight.
All right. I think that's the time.
All right, dude. Well,
I think so.
Nick Carr, right. I have a question. Do you like edibles?
Yeah.
Fuck dude. Well,
me too.
We got a deal for you, dude. You got to hit up our boy, Dream Treats NYC.
Dream Treats NYC. Who is this? Do we know him? Is he comic?
He is a friend of comedy all over New York City, and he supplies a lot of good weed and edibles of the weed variety as well, specifically Rice Krispies, chocolates, and gummies. They're really good.
Okay.
And
social getting high guys, or are you more by yourself?
Myself.
I'm more of a by myself guy.
I hate getting high around people.
I don't like it.
I do it all. I get high almost to everywhere all the time, and it's not good.
It comes across.
I know. I'm working on it.
Are you?
Not successfully, but I am. I can't.
Not with all this fucking Dream Treats. And when you're at the order of Dream Treats, tell them Sully sent you.
Yeah, you get like 25% off. Probably less, actually.
Is it you? Are you Dream Treat?
No.
Sully, well, in
a
way.
It looks like I am when I'm stroking my shitty goatee, but yeah.
In a way, Dream Treats are all of us.
Oh, all right.
In many ways.
But yeah, he's on Instagram. DM him. He sponsors the pod.
All right. Yeah, I'll message you a Dream Treat.
And tell him Sully sent you.
Yeah, so the people out there do that, too. I don't have anything really to plug.
You got stuff.
If you're listening this Friday, Saturday, I will be in Middletown, Connecticut at Hot Rods, and I'll be headlining, and I'm really excited.
Yikes.
That's Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Nice.
I'm going to be doing 30 minutes.
Whoa.
And I usually do pretty well when I have all the time I need, so.
I find the same thing. You did very well at Nardi's the other night.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Oh, I wanted to tell. Oh, yeah, I wanted to. Well, we could do that another time.
Well, you want Nardi's to trash the host?
No. That was funny. No. Nardi, because I had a whole redemption from Nardi's.
So, oh, yeah, you did.
Because the first time I did Nardi's.
I'm like 50-50 at Nardi's.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of repeat people, so if they see the same material sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So Joe, I don't know if I told.
You got to do Nardi's or something.
I'll tell you. Yeah, you definitely got to do Nardi's. But I went there, and you're like, oh, they're pretty cool with like offensive humor. So I was like, hell yeah. So I'm looking around the room to like try to get things to make fun of. And there's no. Everyone in there is white. You can verify this. There's no.
Yeah, well, no, up front there was a black man.
Yikes.
No. This is the first time we did.
Oh, the first time, yeah.
First time. This is the first time. Last time.
This is the first time you did it.
First time I did it. Last time.
But no, I think the first black person ever in that room was Stan Tallulis.
Oh.
I don't know if that's true, but probably.
And to them,
it's a very white area.
It's very white. Black guy? No, he's still black. Clearly. And now I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no. It's.
But it's funny.
I don't think you should talk to black people.
I shouldn't. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't do this when they're around, I promise.
No, what do you do? Just
anyway,
clutch your bag?
So, fucking Nardi's, there's no black people in the audience or anywhere in the show. So I look around the room and I notice that they have a mural with, like, Frank Sinatra and, like, all the old-timey artists. And then they also have Ray Charles, right?
Yeah.
It's Ray Charles, the only black guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dude, I know how I'm going to open this show. So I go up on stage and I'm like, Nardi's, what's up? And they're like, how you doing? I'm like, how you doing? They're like, great. I go, you know what I love about you guys? There's the only black guy in here is on the wall. they gave me crickets. They gave me nothing.
They didn't know what you're talking about.
They didn't like
it.
They're
like, that's a Sicilian blind man.
Like, he doesn't count. Anyway, and then from that point on, I struggled.
Nice.
But last Friday, was it Friday?
He did excellent.
I had a good time.
Thank God, dude.
I really did. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm glad it's on record.
Yeah.
I was glad. I was glad to see Sully take on Nardi's.
Hell yeah.
I was nervous, too, because I was like, if they fucking hate me this time, I'm going to.
It's over.
Everybody did well except for the host, I thought.
Yeah.
Who was the host?
Nobody.
It happens to the best of us, sort of. Yeah. Who's calling me, dude? Anyway, Joe, you got anything to my mom?
Fucking nothing, dude. I got nothing coming
up. You
got
stuff.
I got nothing, dude. I'm just chilling, man.
Damn.
Play fucking video games with me. Add me on PlayStation, Joe W. Gorman.
If anyone
on
Xbox,
what
are
you
playing?
Joe Gorman.
What are you playing?
I'm playing everything. I play Fortnite. Right now I'm playing Uncharted 4 on the PlayStation.
Oh, all right.
I just got the Wolfenstein collection on Xbox, so I'll probably play that one.
I've been wrecking people online on the Dragon Ball Z game that just came
out. Oh, yeah?
Fucking, that's all I've been doing.
What do you play on?
PlayStation 5.
Oh, shit. I got to add you on PlayStation.
I think I did. Did we have each other?
Oh, I think we have. Oh, you know what? Yeah, we did. It was like we were trying to coordinate some online game or something, right?
Well, I was playing Helldivers, I think.
That's it.
But I think I don't think anybody's playing Helldivers anymore.
It's over. That, what a flash in the pan.
Right, but it was a lot of fun.
It was fun while it lasted. Like, there were 2 weeks where it was just an absolute blast.
Yeah.
And after that, it was like, it fizzled so fast.
Yeah, I missed it. Yeah. And I also run PS5, so.
All right, we got to add you, too.
I know.
I know you guys do Fortnite.
Yeah.
We do.
I've played Fortnite a handful of times. I'm not the best.
I'm not either, but it's fun to play with us because we make it fun.
All right.
It's not. We don't play it till. Well, we try to win, but
It's not the number no matter one priority, what, if you know what I mean. The sheer lunacy in conversation.
Gotcha.
Careful.
Joe will try to disrespect the team constantly and kill everyone.
Oh, you guys play as a team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I played, and it was during October, and I was like, oh, cool, there's a Michael Myers costume.
Oh, yeah.
So I did that, and I played with that a couple times.
There you go.
And then I was done.
Nice. Well, that's, yeah. You did what you needed to do.
I just play with the boys. I don't play it with anyone else.
No? All right.
No. Nick, you got anything to plug? Social media?
Yeah, this comes out, what, Friday?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, no, there's stuff. Friday night, I'm at Brooklyn something or other.
The Brooklyn Comedy Club?
No. Hell no.
What?
I'm at...
Oh, how old is that headshot?
This is from the beginning of COVID.
Oh, wow.
Born Ready Blunt Laughter Comedy Series.
Ooh, blunt.
Yeah, for White Friday.
Yikes.
Then I had other shit.
Nice.
Let's see. I had... December is pretty full.
Ooh.
Follow me for the December shit.
Hey, hell yeah, dude.
Comics are the best at plugging.
Yeah, it's written here somewhere. I don't know where.
Follow me at Silly Sally on Instagram, and let us know.
There you go.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Write a review on iTunes, because Joe's now doing the RSS feed.
Yeah.
Do something on Spotify if you can, and just subscribe to the YouTube, guys. That'd be great. I don't know what else...
You guys want to see this thing of Slipknot singing La Vida Loca?
Sure.
Is it real? Wow. You got to put that up there, Joe.
They've gone mainstream.
Yeah.
She will wear you out. Is that real?
No.
That's them, yeah.
No,
I don't
not.
Believe you.
That's real.
I hope it's real so we didn't
I wouldn't have shown you that if they didn't
time,
do. They do shit like that at their concerts all the time.
I believe it.
They play like really girly music right before they start.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like Slipknot a lot.
Hell yeah.
Shout out Slipknot. Get
Shout
out of the pot.
Shout out Slipknot. Congratulations on 20 years.
Yeah, anything else, Nick? You good?
No, find me on Instagram or something for the shows.
Hell yeah. Well...
Is this a shrimp tail?
It is. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Bye.